Good morning, I'm Graham Pascoe. I'll be presenting the next couple of hours of music for your enjoyment. In today's program, in the first part of the program, I'll be playing some hits from people such as Perry Como and Mitch Miller's chorus and orchestra, and also Vaughan Munro, the Andrews Sisters, Etta James and the Seekers. And in the second half of the program, I'll play my singer of renown for this week.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every rose is covered with dew. And while the world is waiting for the sunrise, my heart is calling you.
Along the river in the quiet summer night, I know that
Just heard two hit songs from the 1950s. The first, The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. That was played by Les Paul and Mary Ford. Hit in 1952. And I played that one because today's the anniversary of the birth of Mary Ford in 1928. That was followed by The Yellow Rose of Texas. That record by Mitch Miller and his chorus and orchestra topped the hit parades in 1955.
Many a year ago in old Sorrento, a certain ditty was quite the thing. Whenever a mother rocked her baby in Sorrento, this little ditty she used to sing. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, Angelawa, Kukala, Goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, Angelawa, Kukala, Goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. All the stars are in the skies, ready to say goodnight. Can't you see your doll is sleepy too? Close your drowsy little eyes, Mama will hold you tight while she sings a lullaby to you. Oh, chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, Angelawa, Kukala, Goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
Chibaba, 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 chihuahua, Angelawa.
Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, Angelawa, Kukala, Goomba.
Goomba.
Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
Chee-chee,
chibaba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, Angelawa, Kukala,
Goomba.
Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
All the stars are in the skies, ready to say goodnight, goodnight. Can't you see your doll is sleepy too? Close your drowsy little eyes, Mama will hold you tight while she sings a lullaby to you ever so sweetly.
Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, Angelawa, Kukala, Goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
This sun contains whole vitamin D. Now vitamin D is all right with me. I'm here to say, need vitamin love. No vitamin love with that doggone sun up above. I don't care if the sun don't shine, I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. It's no fun with the sun around, but I get going when the sun goes down and I meet my baby. That's when we kiss and kiss and kiss, and then we kiss some more. Don't ask how many times we kiss at a time like this. Who keeps score? So I don't care if the sun don't shine. I'll get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. Kiss and kiss and kiss, and then we kiss some more. Don't ask how many times we kiss at a time like this. Who keeps score? So I don't care if the sun don't shine. I'll get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby.
Two songs written by Mac David. At least the music was written by Mac David. The Saturday was the anniversary of the birth of Mac David. Eight of the songs that he wrote were written for films and were nominated for the film's The Best Song of the Year. The first was Chababa Chababa, My Bambino Go to Sleep. Perry Como and the Satisfiers sang that one, and it was top of the hit parades in 1943. I Don't Care If the Sun Don't Shine, another one composed by Mac David, sung by Don Cherry with Ray Conniff's orchestra. You're listening to Morning Music with Graham Pascoe on your community radio station, 2MCE FM. The next song topped our charts in 1967.
So fancy free, nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
You're always window shopping but never stopping to buy.
So shed those dowdy feathers and Georgie deep inside, bring out all the love you hide, and oh what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. A reality, you can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shell
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh what a change there'd be.
That, of course, was The Seekers, Georgie Girl, written by Tom Springfield as the title song for a 1966 motion picture. It was nominated in 1966 for the Best Song of the Year, but the nomination wasn't successful. Later in the program, I'll probably play another Seekers record.
slave. I don't want you to work all day, but I want you to be true, and I just wanna make love to you, love to you, ooh, love to you. All I want to do is wash your clothes. I don't want to keep you indoors. There is nothing for you to do but keep me making love to you, love to you, ooh, love to you. And I can tell by the way you walk that walk, I can hear by the way talk that talk, I can know by the way you treat your girl that I can give you all the love and in the whole wide world. All I want you to do is make your bread just to make sure you're well fed. I don't want you sad and blue, I just wanna make love.
That was Etta James. I Just Want to Make Love to You. It was a composition of the American songwriter Willie Dixon.
Raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
just the two of us. It was sung by Bill Withers, at least he was the lead vocalist. He was one of the songwriters who wrote Just the Two of Us. The saxophonist you heard was Grover Washington Jr., so a splendid American recording. I'm going to take you back now to 1927, a Broadway show in which Gertrude Lawrence stopped the show singing this song as she sang it to a rag doll. Broadway star Gertrude Lawrence, Someone to Watch Over Me. From Broadway in 1927, I'm taking you to a show that was introduced in London in 1953.
If I every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing. And we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I rule the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that occurred. My world would be a beautiful place where we would weave such wonderful dreams. Smile on its face, like the man in the moon has when the moon beams. If I rule the world, every man would say the world was was his friend. There'd be happiness that no man could end. No, my friend, not if I ruled the world. Every head would be held up high. There'd be sunshine in everyone's sky. If the day
I Ruled the World, sung by Barry Crocker. The song was introduced in a show called Pickwick in London in 1953, and the star of that show was Harry Secombe. Music, Cyril Orendel, and lyrics by Leslie Bricusse.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden. Oh, that's what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile. Stop, bet your life you linger there a little while. There's heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens down yonder in New Orleans.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, man, you should have made all those scenes.
Why don't you send me a ticket?
Down on Bourbon and Rampart, back there in the teens,
the roaring umpteen.
Way back yonder, these poor old chops had an embouchure that was tops.
You're singing it.
Pops, you should have heard old Satchmo play.
I'll bet it was grand.
His chicks would leave their bowls to come and stand around the band. It was heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens. I went down yonder in New Orleans.
Orange blossoms, sweet aroma, and the strains of La Paloma seem to put you into a coma when those sad men would play.
We would dig the Cognoscenti, King Oliver and Parenti, swinging the tiger, that's a plenty, until the break of day.
Jambalaya and black-eyed peas
wafting out on the evening breeze.
Let's not waste any of this.
You should have seen these minstrel men do their parade.
Man, you talk about your lemonade made in the shade.
It was heaven right here on earth before rocket machines. Away down yonder in New Orleans.
That was Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong. Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, written in 1922 by Henry Creamer and Turner Layton. Bing and Louis sang it in 1960.
Your rubbers on your feet, comes a snowstorm. You can get a little heat comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, and you know just what to do. Blow a tire, well, you can buy another shoe. Comes love, nothing can be done. Don't try hiding, there isn't any use. You stop sliding, or when your heart turns on the juice, comes a headache. Lose it in a day, comes a toothache. See your dentist right away. Comes love, nothing can be done.
Well, that was Janet Seidel, the Australian singer. A recording made in Sydney in 1997, Comes Love, originated back in 1939 in a New York show called Yokel Boy. Music by Sam Stept and lyrics by Charles Tobias and Lou Brown. The Andrews Sisters were a very popular vocal group in the 1940s and 50s. In 1942, they had a hit with Boogie Woogle Bugle Boy. Do you remember?
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand.
Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band, and now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-lead, a toot. He blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, you can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump way to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Toot 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 da da toot da da toot toot. He blows it eight to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He puts the boys to sleep with boogie every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays. When someone gives him a beat, he really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Boogie-woogie bugle boy, written by Don Ray and Hugh Prince for a motion picture in 1942. It was on our hit parades then. And why did I play that one? Well, yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of the oldest of the three Andrews sisters, Laverne, born in 1911.
I love you, there's nothing to hide. It's better than burning inside. I love you, no use to pretend. There, I've said it again, I've said it. All that I feel for you, but what good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so, but one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There, I said it one thing, I want you to know,
There, I've said it again. Hit for Vaughan Munro and his band in 1946. It was written by Red Evans and David Mann. If I were to ask you who is the best-known American songwriter of popular music in the 19th century, I wonder who would you say? Do you think it would be Stephen Foster? I reckon it would be. Enjoy now two songs written by Stephen Foster. The first that you'll hear was written in 1864. It was his last composition. And the next one that you'll hear was born in 1850.
You're Richard Crooks. Say, Dick, I don't know if I should bring this up right here. But might be embarrassing and all that, but it was in the mail. And...
Well, what's the matter? Was there anything wrong with the way I sang that song?
No. No, Ave Maria, I should say not.
Well, Bing, this is a command performance, and I sing what the AEF commands.
Naturally.
Maybe I don't do the things like Cow Boogie and Bigfoot Pete, but that's not down my alley.
Well, no, I don't blame you. I'm sort of a small square myself, Dick, but what I'm trying to say is that a lot of guys overseas, they want you and me to sing a duet.
Uh-oh. Richard Crooks, sing a duet with Crosby, eh?
Well, say, I sung with Andy Devine.
You think it's dangerous?
No. On the contrary, it's wonderful. It's a great honor. It's really a chance of a lifetime.
For you or for me?
I'm not sure. That has me puzzled.
You guys from the Met, bound to throw a little jab in. But seriously, Dick, what do you think of this duet idea, shall we?
I think it's a pretty good idea. What do you think we ought to sing?
Well, about the closest I can come to digging you would be something of Stephen Foster's.
Okay.
El Capitano.
To come town, ladies, sing this song. Do-da, do-da. To Campton racetrack, 5 mile long. Oh, do-da day.
I came down there with my hat caved in. Do-da, do-da. Going back home with a pocket full of tin. Oh, do-da day.
Going to run all night.
Right, I'm going to run all day.
Hey,
I'll bet my money on a bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay.
Anybody hurt?
Oh, muley cow, come on to the track. Do-da, do-da. The bobtail fling her over his back. Oh, do-da day.
Then they fly along like a railroad car. Do-da, do-da. Running a race with a shooting star. Oh, do-da day. Why run all night? Why run all day? I'll bet my money on a bobtail man. Somebody bet on the bay.
That was an interesting recording. At least I hope you found it interesting. To Camptown Races. It was sung by Bing Crosby and Richard Crooks. And that was for the American Armed Forces radio service in 1943. Roy Orbison sang the other Stephen Foster song, Beautiful Dreamer. In the second part of the program, I'm going to be playing another Seegers recording. We're here from Pete Fountain's band and Della Reese, Jack Hilton's band, a couple of Australian recordings, for example, one by Pippa Wilson, and another one, no, Artie Shaw's not Australian, is he? No, anyway, there'll be lots of great music to entertain you.